episode 2829, You're No Fun to Be Around.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying a fabulous weekend. We are having extremely gorgeous weather, and I got to tell you, I'm feeling a little bit spoiled, but you know what? The cold weather is around the corner, so it's time to snuggle up. It's relationship builders. Let's think about your marriage. How do you want to love on your spouse? Because sometimes you're no fun to be around. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Daily responsibilities and busyness can keep you running in circles. So when it's time to be present with your spouse, that one that you just love so much, right? You just want to hug them and love them all the time. You're thinking about what's left to do. That crazy to-do list. You're no fun to be around. Have you ever heard that spoken to you? Maybe in the middle of an argument or you being crabby because, well, you've had a bad day. Imagine that. Well, that was said to me recently by my sweetheart. Yes, little did he know how it would strike a chord with me. My initial response was, I have a lot going on. Almost saying it as if I felt guilty. Like, seriously? Like, I'm not having an attitude. I was tired. It was a little bit late, but really? He quickly interjected, and so do I. But that doesn't mean you have to act the way you are. You're just no fun to be around. Really? There are more days that I can count where you have not been fun to be around. Now, that's what I was thinking. Okay, that was all in my head. But this is real life stuff. And not something we ever want to discuss. We don't talk about it to anybody. But, you know, it's these little things here that sets us off. And it ends up leading to what? A bigger argument, a fight. Now, the makeup might be fun if you're on good terms. But if you've been keeping score over the years, one instance like this can destroy your marriage. Now, did it take just that one time? No. But it's that little straw that broke the camel's back. Yes, you know that saying. I don't want you to ever be there. So today, we are setting the stage. What would your response have been if it was your hubby, your sweetheart, making that statement to you? You're just so fun to be around. You probably would have become defensive. How many times do you get a pass on your attitude? Life isn't fair, which means there are times you have to pick your battles. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Pick your battles. Sometimes the fight is not worth the cost of your time. Think about that for a moment. I just want you to breathe that in and captivate it in your mind so you can get it into the heart. The fight is not worth the cost of your time. But we like to do it. So let me just tell you this. Don't get all riled up for no reason. Just don't do it. It's not right. So what does it look like to pick your battles? Number one, let go of the stuff that doesn't matter. In the moment my husband made that comment, I was flustered because I had not finished parking the vehicle faster. I have a big vehicle and I have to pull forward and I have to back into my spot in order to park in the garage. Now I know that doesn't sound like anything major, but when you've got this huge honking SUV and you have to be lined up just right and the leaves are falling everywhere and I'm trying to angle it, usually I get it right on first time all the time, but this time it was like three times and I was like, this is ridiculous. And I was at a kind of cattywampus, you know, settling into the position of where I was parking the vehicle. It made me mad. I was like, I'm going to need to get into that area and I'm going to have to move my vehicle to do it. So I would repark and I reparked. I'm telling you, after three times, I was done. I was like, I'm done. So I was frustrated with myself. But of course, me being short because I was frustrated with me, of course, he takes it personally. So he got fussy with me. Plus, he wanted to eat. We'd gone out to get the food. And he didn't want to eat a second later. Talk about hangry. Oh yeah, he wanted it and he wanted his food now. I could have sat there and fought with him and just kind of picked at him and said, well, I don't know why you're doing this for no reason. But guess what? It wasn't a battle worth fighting. Pick your battles. I didn't have to go on with that conversation, so I didn't. I was done. I ended it. I had a period. We were finished, got out of the car, done. He made another sentence, comment after that, and we were done. We went on with our evening. No problem. But it's one of those things where if you go back into time, if you could do that, I'm sure you've had this situation. And guess what? You did pick that battle and you said, yes, I'm going all in. The next thing you know, you're miserable for 3 days. Is that really what you want? Think about it. Let go of the stuff that doesn't matter. Number two, look for the good. Instead of listening to all the bickering, focus on the good. See what you can salvage in the moment. A lot of our time is spent on what if and not in the moment. And if you're constantly fast forwarding to the what if, like if he says this, I'm going to come back with this. Why don't you stay present in the moment so you can respond accordingly? Because a lot of times we can put the fire out because we see the good. But if you're sitting there only looking for the bad and you're trying to fast forward, oh, I know he's going to say this. This is what he always says. You know what? He may surprise you this time. Look for the good. Don't sit there and make assumptions. See what you can salvage in the moment. It's amazing. But remember, you're only going to find what you're looking for. And finally, number three, love unconditionally. I know you probably think this is silly, but it's not silly. You have to overlook the silliness of the moment. And what I mean by that is, yep, go back to my hangry husband. He was flustered with me. I should have just stopped the car and said, get out. Get out, take the food, go inside, I'll repark the vehicle. But no, instead he got fussy and I was fussy not because of him, I was fussy because of me. I wanted to be done and he didn't see it. I'm like, are you not paying attention? Are you not seeing this in the moment? So what did I do? Oh, I let go of it. I looked for the good. Oh, wait, we went out together. We had some time together. We had conversation. And then I was like, okay, it's time for me to love unconditionally. Now, did I actually think about those 3 points in a row? No, it was at like 2.5 milliseconds that I got to where I wanted to be. And I was able to put the period down and I laid down the red carpet and I walked away and we had a beautiful evening. But you see, you have to practice this in order to get it to go that fast. Back in the olden days, it would have escalated. He would have been mad at me. I would have slammed the door. He would have rolled his eyes. He would have been like, ugh, you know, giving me this gasp of air. He would have gotten mad somehow in relationship to the children. He would have made a comment that there's still dishes in the sink. And then he would have said, I'm just going to bed early because, well, I'm just tired and I don't want to deal with this. I just need time by myself. And that's how it would have been. But you see, we've come a long way. And it hasn't happened just because it's happened. It's happened on purpose by taking tools and strategies like this and saying, you know what? I'm going to pick my battles. I'm going to figure out what I need to focus on right now. What outcome am I really in search of? Honestly, I wanted to get out of the car, have the car park itself, and leave. No, I don't have a Tesla, and no, Tesla is not a sponsor of this episode. But you know what, Elon Musk, if you want to contact me, we can talk about sponsorship. But that too is for another episode. Let go of the stuff that doesn't matter. Look for the good and love unconditionally. It would have been great if I could have just gotten out, the car parked itself, we went in, we wouldn't have even had that. But you know what? It was a moment that told me at the end of my period that guess what? We've grown. We've come a long way from where we used to be. And I'm talking about early on in our marriage, way before our tornado. Let go, look, and love. You don't have to put up with the chaos just because it's happening in front of you. You can mute it. You can put a period on it. If you hear the statement, you're no fun to be around, then be fun. Stop trying to aggravate just because. Stop trying to be pushy and prove a point. Stop trying to be the one who has the last word. Oh yeah, is any of this striking true for you? I know it is. Because I've been there, done that too. Stop trying to be right. Just love. Just love. And it doesn't always come easy. Come on, God told us himself. You're going to have trials and tribulations. Things are going to happen. Guess what? We are not perfect. So what does that mean? We're going to make mistakes a lot. And that means there's probably going to be a few disagreements, arguments, and even fights. But the crazy thing is what we are in search of, we're going to find. And if you want to pick a battle, guess what? You're going to find a way to pick it. And it doesn't have to be because you didn't park the car right and it took you 3 times to get there. And your spouse is hungry and so therefore he's hangry and he's mad at you because you're mad at you. But why are we even having this conversation? It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's the point. It's ridiculous. You're no fun to be around. Yeah, you're human. You're going to make mistakes. But you could also choose to turn the tables and flip it faster. You don't have to stay in that craziness, in that chaos, where it leads to a huge blow up, where your entire weekend is destroyed, or the rest of your week. And you know what I'm talking about. You've been in those. There's no reason to put you or your husband in the doghouse. And I would say put the husband in the doghouse. You shouldn't have to be there. But that's for another episode. Just love. It's not easy, but it is simple. So work on it. I promise you, your marriage is so important to the stability of what you want to do and what God wants to do through you. You can do it. It just takes a little bit of time and a lot of effort. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.